Hey, Sue, man. How was running last night?
Hi, Flavio. Not so great.
What happened?
Just as I started running, my phone went off. It was an email from Mexico about those new marketing plans, so I went back to the office.
Ah, Sue, man, that's not good. You need to take a break, or you're gonna burn out.
I know. I said I was going to make more time for myself. And I was really gonna do it, but...
But what?
Somehow, work always gets in the way. How do you manage stress and keep a work-life balance?
I don't have the answer, but my wife and I do have one rule that works pretty well for us.
What's that?
When we get home after work, we turn off our phones. No email, no social media, no texting.
You're kidding, right?
No, not at all.
But what if there's an emergency?
Honestly, Sue, man, was that email from Mexico really an emergency?
Well, maybe not, but after I saw it, how could I focus on my workout?
Exactly. That's why we turn off our phones at home. Okay, try this. Close your eyes and imagine you're back at the gym last night, just before your phone went off.
Okay, so?
How are you feeling?
Pretty good. I was still thinking about work, but I wasn't worried about it. And then my phone went off and I was just, ugh.
Wait, close your eyes again. Now imagine that everything's exactly the same, except for one thing. No phone.
What happened? Did I lose it?
No, you decided to leave it in your locker.
Okay. Okay, okay. No phone, no email, no stress. I finished my workout, and I feel better today.
Exactly.
Thanks, Flavio. That's great advice. I'll be sure to leave my phone in the locker at the gym tonight.